Some of the most important lessons in life are never taught in a classroom. They are not written in books or delivered in speeches. They are lived quietly, day after day, in ordinary moments that become extraordinary over time. For more than 20 years, I've worked in clinical research. Throughout my career, I have had the privilege of working alongside remarkable physicians, nurses, research coordinators, patients, and families. Every person has taught me something about compassion, resilience, courage, and hope. But long before my career began, I had my very first teacher. My mother. Her story began long before mine. She was born to two remarkable parents whose childhoods were forever shaped by World War II. My grandmother spent part of her childhood living under Nazi occupation as bombs fell around her. My grandfather's hometown was also occupied by Nazi forces. They endured hardships that no child should ever experience, yet they never allowed those experiences to define them. Instead, they built a life rooted in resilience, gratitude, and family. After the war, my grandmother returned to Odessa, Ukraine, the beautiful city on the Black Sea, often called the Pearl of the Black Sea. There, she met my grandfather. 3 days later, he asked her to marry him. Together, they built a home filled with warmth, laughter, and unwavering love. That was the home in which my mother was raised. She inherited their resilience, but she expressed it in her own quiet way. It was in the meals she prepared every single day. It was in the way she always made sure everyone had enough. It was in the birthday tables she thoughtfully created, paying attention to every detail so our celebrations felt special. It was in the way she welcomed family and friends into our home, making everyone feel seen, comfortable, and loved. Every meal around our family table was a lesson in human connection. Today, I work in an industry driven by science, regulations, timelines, and data. Clinical research demands precision, discipline, and accountability. Those things matter deeply because every protocol, every data point, and every decision ultimately affects patients waiting for better treatments. But behind every clinical trial is a human being. Over the years, I have learned that technical expertise alone is not enough. I often think those lessons began at home. My mother showed me that caring for people is not measured by titles or recognition. It is measured by consistency, by showing up every day, making people feel welcome, and creating a place where they know they belong. Those same values have followed me throughout my career. When I was a study coordinator early in my career, I learned just how much the smallest gestures can matter. I remember a patient who came to her appointment and during the informed consent process, I met her daughter only once while we were reviewing the study with the principal investigator. Whenever I stopped by to see how she was doing during her infusions, I would greet them by name and ask how they were doing. One day, she thanked me, not for anything related to her experience in the clinical trial, but simply for asking about her daughter. I was genuinely surprised. To me, it seemed like such a small thing. I had only met her daughter once. To her, however, it meant something entirely different. It meant that someone saw her as more than a patient. Someone remembered the people she loved most. That moment has stayed with me ever since. It reminded me that while we often focus on protocols, timelines, and data, patients remember something entirely different. They remember kindness. They remember feeling seen. They remember the people who took a few extra moments to make a difficult journey feel a little less lonely. Throughout my career, I have met extraordinary people. Some of the strongest individuals I have ever known are not the loudest voices in the room. They are the nurses who comfort frightened patients, the research coordinators who stay late because someone needs help, the physicians who patiently answer one more question, the families who continue hoping despite unimaginable uncertainty. Strength often looks quiet. Perhaps that is why my mother's example stayed with me, as she never sought recognition. She simply lived her values. The greatest legacy we leave behind is measured by the lives we touch. A meal prepared with love, a welcoming home, a thoughtful conversation, remembering someone's name, a birthday table arranged with care, a family that always knew they came first. These moments may seem ordinary, but they become unforgettable. My mother taught that generosity is found in everyday moments and that love is demonstrated through the quiet, consistent ways we care for one another. We may not remember every conversation or every accomplishment, but we remember how people made us feel. In the end, it is those ordinary acts of kindness that stay with us the longest. Regina Portnoy is a clinical research professional and published author.